Hello and welcome to IndieInterviews.com, a weekly radio show where we interview independent musicians to get their perspective on their music, their history, and the world around their art. On this show, your host Garrison Reed will sit down with Scout Niblett to discuss her recent label change, her minimalistic approach to recording, and her recent release.
I mean, really, a live show is for that purpose for me, is to just, like, go over the top on what you've already recorded.
After passing her demo to Songs Ohio's Jason Molina, Scout Niblett shared a split with Songs Ohio and joined Secretly Canadian roster. After two full-length records and a handful of EPs, all on Secretly Canadian, Scout Niblett has released a new record, Kidnapped by Neptune, on the UK label Too Pure. Here's a snippet of the opening track, Hot to Death, off the 2005 release, Kidnapped by Neptune.
Sealed in the stars the day she was born. Pluto held the sun and she wears the crown. DJ Death Prince of Now is her name. Hot to death, it gets hot to.
Host Garrison Reed sat down with Scout Niblett after her recent Denton, Texas show.
Your new record is out on Too Pure. Your first two full-lengths were released by Secretly Canadian. What was the reason for the shift, and do you feel at home with Too Pure now?
Yeah, I feel totally at home with Too Pure. I don't know, I just guess things change and you, other situations feel more comfortable, and I do feel more comfortable with Too Pure.
In addition to the label change, do you think this record is deep? How is this record different than previous releases?
I think maybe what I've been doing is kind of a bit more maybe refined on this record. It's kind of a little bit more focused. I wouldn't have actually said that myself, but that seems to be what other people are saying. To me, it doesn't really feel like a difference. It just feels like exactly
like another chapter in the same book.
Yeah, it's like just what I've been doing in the last 2 years, just recorded. I've never tried to make anything specifically different, and like I never kind of conceptualize albums. It's just like documenting what I've been writing, really.
You have a track featured on the Golden Apples of the Sun record Devendra Banhart compiled. How did this come about?
I think he heard the album he didn't even hear the album. I don't know what he heard, but I just got an email from him once, like last year or the year before, and he said, can you send me your albums, because I'm interested in putting one of your songs on this compilation. So he chose that song out of the first two albums.
Yeah. Being from England, what English artists do you feel have influenced your records?
Led Zeppelin, Black Sabbath. I guess the Beatles, a lot of like really old like English rock stuff. To be honest, there's not much. There's like, I don't know. I recorded a version of my first 45 that I ever bought, which was Uptown Top Ranking.
Okay.
They are English artists, but like, I don't know. I'm not very inspired by that much English music right now. There's a band though called Todd from London that I really love. But yeah, and there was like bands that when I went to college when I was like 21 in Nottingham, like there was like local bands that I really loved, but like no like popular or well known bands in England really like inspired me that much.
In the live show, the grunge of Black Sabbath is definitely so present.
Uh-huh.
Live is, do you feel that comes out more than in the record or equal?
I'd hope that it comes out live better because, I mean, really a live show is for that purpose for me, is to just like go over the top on what you've already recorded.
The record I Am and most recently This Kidnap by Neptune are both recorded with Steve Albini. How did this relationship begin?
I just sent him my first album and asked him if he wanted to record my next album, and he said yes. That's actually how it started.
Do you see the relationship as far as producer, even though he doesn't define himself as a producer, like that relationship is really pure?
I mean, as far as I'm concerned, it's like perfect for what I do, because I love making records that sound live and are pretty much live.
Yeah.
And I love his sound that he creates, you know.
Big fan of Daniel Johnston. Daniel has mastered this art of like minimalistic recording. Do you look at his records as inspiration for recording your own?
I think his early stuff was. I don't think his stuff recently has been. I think like a lot of it recently has been kind of the opposite. I think it's been really almost to me overproduced. But yeah, of course, like his early recordings to me were. It's funny though, because my favourite record of his was 1990, which was produced by Kramer, which I think was quite a produced album. It wasn't, you know, lo-fi really at all. But the songs are so amazing to me, like, you know, it's that thing where I think as long as the songs are there, I think you can pretty much get away with something that sounds quite pure and lo-fi, or something that's, you know, been tinkered with.
Yeah.
You know, as long as the songs are amazing, then that's all that matters.
You've been on most notably tours with Devendra Benhart and then Cat Power. How did these two tours compare?
Well, actually, I wasn't really on a tour with Cat Power. That's kind of a myth. I did two shows with her.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know who started that myth. Playing with Cat Power was awesome because her audience were really receptive to me. But the one with Devendra, I think, was... I don't know, it kind of felt more receptive, almost.
Yeah. Was it about this time last year?
Yeah. Yeah. It was November last year, actually.
Oh, cool. I guess, lastly, you have a track on this new record called Lullaby for Scout in 10 Years.
Yeah.
Could you tell us a little bit about this song?
Well, that was something that I read in a horoscope last year. It just said, do something nice for yourself, like pamper yourself, like write a lullaby for yourself for who you're going to be in 10 years. And I just took it literally and made that into a song.
Do you see that the description in that song, is that really who you, I guess, aspire or desire to be? Or?
Well, the whole thing about the song is that I have no idea if I'm even going to be alive. Never mind who I'm going to be. Like, I'm questioning who I'm going to be. I don't know who I'm going to be. And that's the whole point of the future, is like, I just don't know anything about it.
Are you still our chauffeur? Driving your body around. Are you still our hunter for your sound? 'Cause honey,
thanks for listening to IndieInterviews.com, a weekly podcast where we interview independent musicians. More information about our guest today, Scout Niblett, can be found on her website, scoutniblett.com. Music samples on the show are from her 2005 release, Kidnapped by Neptune. For more information on her most recent release, visit toopure.com. For previous release information, visit secretlycanadian.com. For more information, including a transcription to this interview, please visit IndieInterviews.com. For feedback on this podcast and the materials used in its production, send your thoughts to indieinterviews@gmail.com. Thanks again, and see you next week. Is there someone to hold you tightly in their arms? If there's no one, then drink a glass with me and show me.